Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
This is going to seem like a weird topic for me to bring up, but yeah. I just found out today shampoo expires.
You knew that.
It's soap!
It expires.
I didn't know.
The strength, all the chemicals in it, of course.
The strength?
It's like medicine.
Because you still use the dandruff stuff.
I use a medicated, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, that maybe. But no, don't you use it faster than it expires? It's like I got paprika in my cabinet that's like expired because I don't use paprika that often. But shampoo, like you go, TX probably going through a bottle a day with that mop.
Well, I don't wash every day.
Clearly. But there's a thing going around like, should you use expired? What? It's not going in your body.
No, it is external use only. But still, don't you, we all do that. Where you get down to the very end of the bottle, and then you take the lid off, and you hold it up to the water of the shower, and you put a little, and then you shake it, and you have a little foam.
Just real quick, is that the same guy who just like, we could play the audio back, where you're like, come on, idiots, it expires, but you're diluting it, and you think that's okay?
Well, it's not expired yet, yeah. But you're right, it thins.
You're diluted shampoo. I'd rather do, I would like slather on mane and tail expired before I would slather on diluted mane and tail.
Because if it's expired, it's bad. Actually, it's worse for your skin and worse for your hair. It's detrimental.
But don't you throw change away?
I do.
but you're trying to get the last drop. I'm confused.
Because I always forget. And then when I get out of the shower, I go about my business and forget that I got to go buy some more shampoo.
Is that not the worst thing in the world?
Yes.
And I do it every time I have a list on my phone of things, but I always forget to put the ones in the bathroom because my phone's not in there. And then I come home, next time I get in the shower, like I lived probably a good 6 months without bar soap.
Get out. Yuck.
So I was stealing because I like to keep extra shampoo and conditioner under my kids' cabinets because like I need them clean.
Yes.
So then I would have to like run and get their shampoo and use it as a body wash.
Oh my gosh.
Because I kept forgetting to buy soap.
But at least you would appreciate the effort.
But now I realize because I've got like I've got a row of shampoo under each of their. But it's going to expire because I don't rotate the stock.
See, that's it right there. Same with you.
What's it going to do? Does it say something happens?
Didn't you work at a grocery store? That's 101.
At the grocery store, I'd always pull things forward.
Did you do the shelf thing where you pull?
I did dairy. Yeah, I had to pull things forward.
Wow, but yeah, you didn't. Huh.
You don't do it with shampoo because nobody cares. It's soap.
It turns your hair orange.
It doesn't say that.
It says if you use an expired product, your hair will probably end up being dull and greasy at best. At worst, it could get infected with bacteria and give you a rash.
And it breaks.
Steve,
you could break your hair.
Just start breaking off.
Dull and greasy is what my hair looks like anyway.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, same.
All your shampoo is obviously. So it's the same with conditioner then. Everything.
Yeah. Oh,
everything
even
expires.
Worse with conditioner. Yeah.
Are we saying in this room that it takes you longer than 18 months to go through a thing of shampoo?
No, I have a weird obsession with shampoo and conditioner. I buy a new bottle like maybe every month. I don't get done with a bottle.
Yet you shower once a week.
I know. I
don't think we want to out Erin because somebody's going to catch her on the street and they're just going to like, they're going to run away from her like roaches from a light.
I don't know.
Can you explain, like what?
I don't know why. I think it's just like,
The packaging looks, is it a different kind?
Yeah.
And in my shampoo, the conditioner is with the shampoo. They're two in one.
Oh, so. No. Those are the worst. No. Hold on.
Yeah.
You're one of those people?
It's medicated, and I have to buy this certain kind.
Oh, are you Head and Shoulders? Which one are you?
It's Sebulex.
Oh, okay.
And then they add the conditioner in there.
Yeah. Can't you do conditioner separately?
You know what? It always comes out super greasy. Maybe I'm putting too much in.
Or you're leaving it in too long.
Oh, yeah.
Do you leave it sit for a while? When you put it,
I used to use it, yeah. Well, when I use it medicated, I have to leave it on my head for 5 minutes. And so it comes...
Wait, and you shampoo with that every day?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure that's right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
Because
certain medicated ones, we had a little bout of dandruff in my home.
Dry scalp?
Yes, truthfully. But the thing was like, do not use this more than 3 times a week. The one Nizoral or something.
Ooh, the super medicated.
Is that super? It's still yeah. Not prescription.
Dang.
But you had to wash it twice per shower. Like you'd have to put it in your hair and do the whole thing. But then it was like, don't do it too much else I don't know what happens.
Is it even medicated or is it just, just do it twice?
No, it's super.
Do it double.
And it's super expensive.
Yeah, and it reeks. It's medicated.
Yeah.
You feel the tingle.
You can.
Yeah. It's like, expensive, it's like, and they want you to use it twice as fast?
Yes. It's a total scam because it's the thing. They make one prescription.
Yes.
And then this is the one you can get over the counter, and there's just a little bit. So rather than submit your child to the like trauma of going to a dermatologist and having them tell them they have prescription needed dandruff shampoo, so we just buy it off the shelf.
And where that's
because like you don't want to.
Yeah.
And then do you hide? Are you embarrassed when you buy it?
I used to buy it in the store. Yes, a little bit. I'd wait till some dudes working at the cashier.
Because you go at 3 a.m. and you're like lining the bottom of your cart with Hot Pockets and throwing Totino's pizzas on top. I was like, I don't have dandruff.
Right next to the prophylactic. So like,
yeah, you make a little sandwich of all the stuff you're embarrassed of. It's all right in the middle there. I believe that.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.